Surah Maryam, verses 1 to 15.
Knows the meaning of these. Ayah number 2, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. The incident which is recorded here, is a mention of your Lord's mercy upon the unique situation of his accepted servant Zakariya alayhi salam. There's a small typing error in the note, but the incident which is recorded here, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكِ, it is a mention of your Lord's mercy, عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا, upon the unique situation of his accepted servant Zakariya alayhi salam. Ayah number 3, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. When he invoked his Lord, he made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا, discreetly, silently, in a hushed tone. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي, in which he said, in this dua, he said to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي, O my Lord, my bones have become frail due to old age. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا, and the head is kindled ablaze with whiteness, meaning all my hair has turned white, and this condition of old age defies that I be seeking offspring from you. But since your power and mercy is infinite, and because I have always witnessed and experienced the effects of your power and mercy, وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا, and invoking you, I have never been rejected. Therefore, I have in pleading to you again for a task. Therefore, I am pleading to you again for a task that seems so difficult. So basically, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam is describing his condition of old age. His bones have become frail, his hair has turned white, but he needs a special dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He needs offspring. And he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have seen the effects of your mercy and your power many times in the past. So I have never been rejected by making dua to you in the past. So I make dua to you again for a task which seems very difficult, but it is easy for you. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي, and the reason for making this plea to you is that indeed I have an apprehension about who will be succeeding me after my departure. خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. What fear did he have? I fear that they will not serve the cause of religion to my satisfaction. So I seek a child with certain notable qualities. But since in addition to my advanced old age, وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا, my wife is also sterile and barren, she has never given birth. And in the normal course of events, we cannot have children. فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا, so bestow me only from yourself, against the normal course of events, وَلِيًّا, a son to succeed me. يَرِثُنِي, Allah, he says to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ayah number 6, يَرِثُنِي, who would inherit my knowledge and my religious legacy. وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ, and who would inherit the religious knowledge and legacy of the house of Ya'qub alayhi salam. وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا, and O my Lord, along with knowledge, make him one who adheres to that knowledge too, and make him one whom you are well pleased with and whom you approve of. وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا. So along with knowledge, make him one who adheres to that knowledge so that you are well pleased with him. Ayah number 7. So through the angels, the glad tidings was conveyed to Zakariya alayhi salam, and they said to him, it comes somewhere else in the Quran, the malaika called out to him, يَا زَكَرِيَا, O Zakariya, Inna nubashiruka bi ghulam, surely we give you glad tidings of a boy, ismuhu Yahya, whose name is Yahya, lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya, whose special characteristics and qualities we have not given to anyone before. So not only the name and the characteristics of this child were not given to anyone before. He will be endowed with knowledge and practice as you have requested, and with other traits which will appear shortly here. Ayah number 8. قَالَ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. Since Allah did not clarify how a son would be granted to him, he asked, رَبِّ, O my Lord, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. How would I have a son? وَكَانَتْ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا. Whilst my wife is barren. وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيًّا. And I have become senile with old age. Would our youth be restored? Would my wife be healed? Or would we be given a child in the state that we are in? As we are, will you give it? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah number 9, qala kadhalik. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, kadhalik, it will be granted to you as you are. Qala rabbuka huwa alayya hayyin. And your Lord has said, that for me it is perfectly easy to do so. Hayyin, very easy task. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. And as I have created you previously, وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. And there was no trace at all of your existence. So as I have given you existence from nothing, from you I will give a child, and that is very easy for me. Ayah number 10. قَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ لِي آيَةً. Now that he was aware of the manner in which a child would be given to him, he asked for a sign so that he would be able to know of its imminent occurrence. So he said, رَبِّ اجْعَلْ لِي آيَةً. O my Lord, grant me a sign when it will occur, so that I could engage in greater expression of gratitude. When is this going to happen? قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيًّا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, آيَتُكَ, your sign would be that you would be unable to speak to people for 3 days and nights. You would not be able to converse and communicate. سَوِيًّا means whilst being entirely sound and healthy. There's nothing wrong with you, but you will not be able to speak for 3 days and three nights. And so she conceived and the sign occurred. Ayah number 11, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ. So he emerged from his mihrab, his chamber, to his people. فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ. And he gestured to them, he indicated to them, he gave them a sign. أَنْ سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا. Glorify Allah with praise. Bukra, at the beginning of the day, now at this time, wa ashiya, and at the end of the day, in the evening. So he glorified Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala excessively upon this bounty and exhorted his people to do the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give a religious leader to you, so you also engage in shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala along with me. Ayah number 12, Ya Yahya. So Yahya alayhi salam was born and he attained physical maturity too. So he was instructed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ya Yahya, khudh al-kitaba biquwwah. O Yahya, take hold of the book with firmness and act upon it with determination. That's what it means, hold on to the book with firmness, means act upon it with determination. Wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya. And we conferred hukm, sound religious understanding to him, sabiyya, whilst he was yet a child. So very, very unique qualities given to Yahya alayhi salam. Ayah number 13, وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. حَنَانًا, and tenderness of heart from ourselves. وَزَكَاتًا, and purity of character. وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا, and he was Allah conscious through and through. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, and he was dutiful and kind to his parents. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا, and he was not oppressive or tyrannical to Allah's creation. And عَصِيًّا, nor was he transgressive to his Lord. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ, and on account of such lofty attributes, it was said to him by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ, peace be upon him, يَوْمَ وُلِد, the day he was born, وَيَوْمَ يَمُود, the day he will pass on, وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا, and the day he will be raised up alive. So this is the summary of the meaning of the first ruku. Inshallah, we'll do tilawat of this. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. يا عين صاد. ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله رب رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس 3 ليال سويا فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا وحنانا من لدنا وزكاة وكان تقيا وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا عصيا وسلام عليه يوم ولد ويوم يموت ويوم يبعث حيا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته